In the Badlands of North Dakota, we expect cold and snow. Though we may have been lulled by a December just concluded in which the average high temperature was 40 degrees Fahrenheit, there will be cold days and colder nights ahead. The snow may even fall heavily and deeply, but we may never again know a winter like the winter of the blue snow. The summer drought of 1886 was the second in a row where the rain-starved grass died early. Much of it subsequently burnt to the roots by fires ignited by the railroad, lightning, or angry native. The temperatures plummeted and the snow began to fall on November 13th, continued nearly unabated through mid-December. On Christmas Day, the mercury fell to minus 35 degrees. And the new year began with a low of minus 41. It snowed throughout January, and on the 28th, a blizzard of unprecedented fury burst upon the region, and for 72 hours, snow and ice piled in great masses. People caught in the out-of-doors froze to death, while many trapped indoors were driven to madness, suicide, and homicide, adding to the human misery. Cattle died, first by the hundreds, then thousands, then tens of thousands. On March 2nd, 1887, when the Badlands brimmed with so much snow that coulees and canyons filled to the heights of their neighboring plateaus, the snow ceased and a warm Chinook wind blew in from the west. The melt that began as a trickle would soon become a roar, pushing through the ice dam downstream, releasing the carcasses of bovine victims with the thaw. Cowboys rode out into the plains to gather the surviving beeves, astonished to find dead cattle suspended in the branches of cottonwood trees high above the sodden ground. The doomed beasts, having climbed up snowdrifts, now melted in search of food among the branches. And now, the Great American Folk Show, a little place on the radio where we commune with you to share stories, sing songs, and talk to some good people with great voices. Stay with us over the next hour as we bring you painter Molly Douthit, musicians Ray Zaragoza, Herman Doon, Elisa Flynn, Eliza Blue, and Kyle Field of Little Wings. I'm Joe Wiegand. Good to have you with us. Here's your host, Tom Brousseau.
Herman Doon is the originator of a comic strip called The Last American, which is both charming and entertaining. He's a potter, and I've been keeping tabs on him lately there. He designs a porcelain cup with cats on it, and it's a popular item, and I just love cats on cups. And he's a celebrated songwriter and singer. His album, Notes from Vinegar Hill, released last year on Santa Cruz Records in November, was highly anticipated, and it went on to receive rave reviews. Folk Radio UK hailed it Album of the Year in every sense. I've got Herman Doon on the telephone line right now. Herman, so wonderful to have you on the show.
Hey, Tom. Thanks for having me on your Great American Folk Show. I guess a decade ago, we met when we were both playing the same house show in the hills of Hollywood, and I've been loving your songs ever since, so I'm delighted to be here.
Oh, I remember that show well. You were electric that night, and the audience was mesmerized. I'm just going to let you take it from here, but since you'll be performing a couple of songs on the show today, I thought I'd make a little request, and that's play your song, Vinegar Hill. I just love how you hold those notes out. And I know you're in San Pedro, California. How's things there?
Today, the Santa Ana winds are bringing dust and ashes to the port of Los Angeles, and I'm in the hills of San Pedro, surrounded by a vicious and luscious gray and orange air that is making it hard to breathe. Here's a song that I wrote when I had this gig at the supposedly oldest bar in Los Angeles, the Alhambra in San Pedro. And I used to play every week, sometimes for 4 to 5 hours by myself. And it is a bar where people can still smoke and heavily do. and it seemed to me that most times they cared more about their cigarettes than they did about my songs. I remember one night that women were playing darts while I was singing, and the target was behind my back. Well, anyway, I'd played his shows and come back walking with my girlfriend Mayon, and made me write this song called Vinegar Hill. I took my baby down a Vinegar Hill. She planted a kiss on me, and it gave me a thrill. I said, I'll keep you in my pocket like a $2 bill. She said, all right, I'll make you lucky, and I knew she will. We passed a halfway house in the Italian store. She was tiny as a mouse and pretty as the shore. I said, I'll keep you in my pocket like a handkerchief. The secrets of my heart are a true belief. Down by the beacon where the walrus sleeps, I sounded like a promise, and she sure looked like keeps. I said, I'll keep you in my pocket like an M&M, a fine cut poem or a stolen gem. Woo! No money, no crime. No crime, no money. All I got is time and you, my honey. I said, I'll keep you in my pocket like the antidote, a cigarette butt or a kinky quote. It's the fancy car and that won the war, not tequila and beer, not my local bar. I said, I'll keep you in my pocket like a paradise, like a shot of libation, like a sacrifice. Woo! So for this next one, I'm going to have Mayon sing with me if she wants to. You ready?
Yes, I am. Hi, Tom.
Maybe you want the headphones?
Yes, I do. Thank
you. Okay, here you go.
Thanks.
Let's do it.
The old main street is fumes and vapes. I've been driving downtown with the basement tapes. There is nowhere else I'd rather be except for being here if you'd be with me. There's a guy on the corner of Pacific and 8th who spins all day in his roller skates, carries a chihuahua in a pink backpack, and it's giving me a heart attack. Someone asks me what it is I do, and I say, Moby Dick, what is it to you? My job is just to drive around like an Uber around town, picking words along the way, take them to my piano at the end of the day. Hope they line up into a tune good enough for Herman Dunn. Now I'm doing 90 on the express lane. I'm going to calls and so I can't complain. I can't exit cause no one blinks. Now I'm starving and my hair is pink. I'm looking out for the yellow star. I've got no GPS in my car. My tooth is rotten like Harley Quinn. You can only lose if you're trying to win. I used to dream of the LBC, watching Snoop Dogg on the MTV. Now I miss my tooth and I miss my youth, but I'm cruising and sipping on gin and juice. Going over the bridge and evergreen, the cherry boats and the sweet 16s. You just can't count on experience, they'll go for your neck if they're given a chance. Throw a buck and get in line, you'll get a piece of me for your peace of mind. I hate the sound of the ghetto birds, but I'll dig your song if you dig your words. Terminal Island is the place to be if you really, really, really wanna be like me. High on rye and lost at sea, coming up the LBC. High on rye and lost at sea, coming up the LBC. High on rye and lost at sea, coming up the LBC.
Alisa Flynn is an artist, musician, and writer originally from Yonkers, New York. She's been recording albums since the early 2000s, often producing them herself and even playing all of the instruments. Her EP, entitled 83, I've been listening to a lot lately. The song Magic has been on repeat in my earbuds. It's melodic and rhythmic and meaningful, kind of like Gassenhauer by Carl Orff. Interesting story behind Alisa Flynn's 83 EP, but I won't say too much because she'll be talking about it on today's show. Just that she wrote and recorded it in 7 days. For more information there, visit weeklyep.com and then scroll on down to episode 16. She joins us now with a little talk about songwriting, and she'll perform songs White Dress from her 2019 album Maelstrom and a brand new one, Stand Tall. It's Alisa Flynn on the Great American Folk Show.
How does a song evolve? I played my last couple of shows in January before the pandemic. At that point, I was playing live with guitar, guitar effects, sampler, drum machine, and vocals, just layers and layers of things to create my folktronica kind of sound. I've been in a bunch of bands, but in the last 12 years, I've been primarily a solo artist, and I went from playing super loud, super distorted rock and roll to bit by bit stripping back and back and back until I was just vocals and guitar. Recordings have always had more layers, and in the last few years, I started listening to a lot of electronic music, and that really influenced me, and I began to add in those aforementioned items like sampler, etc. All that's to say that some of the songs became very intricate, and that brings me to one of these songs, the song White Dress. White Dress started out as a really complex, super chordy song, but that wasn't working. So I switched over to the banjo and I had a very intricate finger picking part, but with the long vocal lines over the finger picking, that just wasn't happening either. And I tried and tried over a few weeks and I didn't know what to do with the song. Nothing sounded right. Then one day I started playing the most basic stripped down line that I extracted out of the more complex song. And suddenly I realized that's the song. That's the way the song wants to be played. I later recorded it and did add more instrumentation, but it's basically this much more open and spare song. Recently, I was thinking about this idea when I did an EP in May 2020 for a podcast where I wrote and recorded 4 songs in a period of 7 days. And by the very nature of that concept, I had to strip back my presentation. Those songs were just much more open and bare. And after that, I started playing a lot more acoustic guitar and singing unadorned. So things have kind of gone full circle. I don't know how long they'll stay this way, but at the moment, it's been the way that I felt best and the most comfortable and happy playing. So anyway, that's a little explanation of how songs change from one idea to a completely new one as they take on their own life.
I'm not Until I am in your full view, and the only thing you'll see is me. I will fill you like the heavy salt ocean, and crash down louder and harder than everything. I will box your ears with my hardened tongue. My words will break you and make you cry. Then I will hold us up to the light, and the only thing you'll see is me. I will run straight. Nothing stronger and nothing good in this dark night. I don't know where you're going. I don't know where you'll stay. Questions, you've gone silent. A real knife to the guts would have been better. I will keep the snow piled high. Until the flames leap out at you, and you think you can capture me. There is nothing better in your nature. Nothing stronger and nothing good in this dark night.
A couple of years ago, while surfing the internet, and you know how that goes, you start somewhere, and then all of a sudden you're completely somewhere else. I was looking for a bread recipe, but I got pleasantly sidetracked by a beautiful painting. It was of a chair. The chair was empty, a dark gold color, and it was pushed up all the way against the wall. And that was kind of it. But the painter composed the scene so poignantly, I couldn't get the chair off my mind. I dreamed about that chair. I dreamed I was sitting in it, sitting and just looking out at the world. Art can do that to you. It can make you feel you're part of it. Molly Douthit is the painter of that painting. She's from Grand Forks, North Dakota, but living in Ireland at the moment. I sent her a note not too long ago and asked if she'd be willing to set up a tape recorder and press record the next time she was in her studio painting, kind of take us along with her as she creates. You might entitle this segment, At the Canvas with Molly Douthit.
When I'm really painting, I'm moving with my subject. I'm not thinking of an outcome. It's difficult. It's difficult to not want to continue a line when there's still 2 inches of the canvas left empty. But something says to stop, so I do. I don't know what I'm looking for, and I don't think that's ever the point. The point is to come to a place where I feel just like this, where my heart is beating and I can feel it, where things are slow and fast and time has evaporated, and suddenly I'm looking at something and it's so imperfect and it kind of sucks. But it felt really good. And I could cry because there are so many mistakes. But if I fix the mistakes, the image becomes a lie. Real painting for me.
Hi, I'm Ashley Thornburg, and I'm a producer and host for the show Main Street on Prairie Public. Tom asked me if I'd like to play host on The Great American Folk Show and introduce you to Eliza Blue, whom you'll hear from in just a moment. More recently, she became an accidental rancher after falling in love with her husband and the land and moved to South Dakota, where she honors and works the land with her husband and their children. Eliza Blue has the kind of voice that makes you feel like you're having a cup of tea with your best friend. So here she is, Eliza Blue with Let There Be Light.
Across the plains, the wide world open, the grasses wave, the sods are not broken, weaving wire round all life stolen. I long for words that can't be spoken. Search the fields for scraps and tatters, the sparrows flown but left her feathers. Against the loom of love, I've shattered everything that I thought mattered. Let there be light, let there be light, let there be
So, for the first half of my career, a lot of my songs were pretty sad. I definitely felt that I wasn't sure my place in the world. I think I wasn't sure just how I could make sense of myself and sort of, I guess, my nature. And I just felt I didn't know myself very well, I think. And it wasn't until moving to a rural area and getting to be in communion with the land and with animals in a way that I had not been before that I began to understand myself. Living in a rural area, having come from an urban area, the tension between those two places has become so fraught. And when I first moved here, that wasn't the experience, but like it definitely is now to feel that both sides of the rural-urban divide are feeling misunderstood and very angry and very resentful towards one another. So when I am working now, I think as a writer and as a songwriter, I don't necessarily come to it with that agenda, but it certainly is informing the work that I'm doing insofar as what I want to find out is how we can come back together. And I believe that we can. So how are we going to do it? The only answer I have so far is to listen, that we all need to be listening more to one another and really listening, not listening so that we can figure out what we're going to say to prove the other side wrong or show them how much more we know, but listening to really understand. And from there, we'll see what we can grow. As dark as things feel right now, I have to believe that we can do better, and we will do better.
Speak to me. Of history, a whispering, a reckoning, the prairie grass plowed underneath the roots were curled. Have not been, and I don't know how the story ends, but I'm listening and I'm trying. The threshold stone, and we'll see what grows, 'cause we're not alone.
We'd like to take a moment now and thank our sponsor, Hugo's Family Marketplace. Groceries, bakery, deli, floral, you name it. Hugo's, local and family-owned, serving 10 locations in North Dakota and Minnesota since 1939.
Singer-songwriter Ray Zaragoza grew up splitting time between New York and California. She worked as a waitress and a bartender. She developed her talent in music along the way, playing where she could, farmers markets, restaurants. She performed at a pie place once a week and was paid in pie. The road to becoming a musician means the thing that's going to put you out in front starts first with your own determination and the golden belief that no matter what, no one glows like you glow. In October of 2020, her second album was released, entitled Woman in Color, and it went on to achieve much year-end praise. Pop Matters listed it in their 25 Best Americana albums. It was part of NPR's Best Protest Music. And Simply Folk, a radio program on Wisconsin Public Radio, said it was one of their favorites of the year. It is a pleasure to introduce to you Ray Zaragoza.
Hi, I'm Ray Zaragoza, and it's such an honor to be on the Great American Folk Show. So this story is about how I got started in folk music. And oftentimes people ask me, like, how did you find folk music? You know, folk music is not traditionally a place where you find many women of color, to be honest. Not many brown women will you find in the folk music genre. I hope that there will be more and more in the future, but we are absolutely a minority in the genre. So I got started in folk music because my dad, whenever he would drive around, I grew up in New York City, and we would go on these drives to get out of the city. We'd go to Pennsylvania, to the Pocono Mountains, or just get out of the city, and he would always play the same songs over and over again. It was Fire and Rain by James Taylor and Cats in the Cradle by Harry Chapin. And just, I could sing those songs backwards and forwards to you to this day. I never really got sick of them, and I loved how with just simple instrumentation and one voice, you could tell a huge story and a very poignant story and a story that painted such a vibrant picture in my head. And those car rides were what made me fall in love with folk music and made me want to become a folk singer and tell stories in the folk music way. And so from there, you know, I think I got Jules' Pieces of You album for Christmas when I was 5 or 6 years old. And I just thought that writing a folk song was the coolest thing anyone could ever do. And then many years later, I started writing them myself.
They say that folk music's for the elite, the wise and the old with a college degree, a $40 ticket and a $15 drink. They say that folk music's for the elite. They say we're living an American dream, and if you work hard, you will make money. They say that folk music's for the elites. Well, then who's gonna sing for me? Say that healthcare will never come cheap, but you'll do just fine if you stay healthy. If you can't make rent, then just get another job.
They say that happiness is for those who work hard. Let's fall in love and not buy anything. I'll build you a house so we can sit in the dark. They say that happiness is for those who work hard. If they say that folk music's for the elites, well then who's gonna sing for me? Who's gonna sing for me? Me down, I heard the sound echo softly in the breeze, in the clouds, I hear them now. We used to be so free, get back to who we used to be. Leave the ground, look to the mountains, feel the air rush through your skin. It's the way it always should have been. Run, 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 run with the wolves again. Run, 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 run with the wolves again. There was a time when we were wild, moving fast, couldn't hold us back. Then they came and stole our fire, put us in a cage we could never change. It used to be so free, get back to who we used to be. Leave the ground, look to the mountains, feel the air rush through your skin. It's the way it always should have been. Run, 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 run with the wolves again. Run, 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 run with the wolves again.
Kyle Field is a surfer, painter, songwriter, and guitar player. He goes by the band name Little Wings. I first saw him play in San Diego, California in 2002 at a community space just off of El Cajon Boulevard. I remember the show well. He stood tall and barefoot, shoulder-length hair, shorts, a thick Shetland cardigan with a pattern on it. And rather than performing on the stage in the lights with the microphone and his guitar plugged in, he came out in the middle of the audience. We all huddled around and listened. It was a great show. If I had to describe Kyle Field in a couple words, just thinking off the top of my head, the word natural comes to mind, independent, unassuming in a positive way. And add to this, he's a warm individual. I've met him before. We'll hear a poem from him today entitled The Glade, and then songs Paradise and Face of the Clam from his acoustic album Rosie's Own, which was jointly released by labels Perpetual Doom and Moon Records in April of 2020. Ladies and gentlemen, Kyle Field, a.k.a. Little Wings.
The glade is green and chiming, and rhymes with scotch this eve. And he who swung the hurley stick, I do believe he's here. Pointy nose and ear, and such a cackle when he do. Gliding through this countryside, and all without a broom. One time I had seen him in my room. Left just as I came, but shared a tune. Blown on pipes of ochre and maroon. A cloven sash of crimson was discovered in the dunes. We found a serpent still intact, wrapped around a branch of oak, neighboring a certain batch of flute music and smoke. Snick, 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 the sharpened nail, the gleaming eye and tooth to match. He you cannot catch, and so I share. Meanwhile, at the lash, the tip is whistling as it dares, and where it goes and how it errs, we curl our toes and wait aware of what it can achieve. The lash, indeed, the lash on the glade. Thank you.
day in their own town. 1 p.m. strikes, the day has been nice, but I'm not used to all this laying around. The book I brought is not so hot, my flip-flop bust, so I hop to and fro. What can you say about paradise that everybody doesn't know? I tried to fit the whole thing on a postcard, send it home to let them know I'm here. The hammock swayed and tipped, the suntan lotion caused my ballpoint words to run and smear. Now it says wash instead of wish, war instead of words, just a mess. Here looks like hair, so I declare I wash you or hair, I Sunny
The Great American Folk Show would like to thank Molly Douthit, Ray Zaragoza, Herman Doon, Elisa Flynn, Eliza Blue, and Kyle Field of Little Wings. Special thanks to Ashley Thornburg, co-host of Main Street on Prairie Public, and Mike Renner of KDIX in Dickinson, North Dakota. Opening theme by Sean Watkins in Los Angeles, California. End theme by Berkham Boys in Council Bluffs, Iowa. Our sponsor, Hugo's Family Marketplace. The Great American Folk Show was written and recorded by Tom Brusso. Produced and edited by Eric Detheridge and Bill Thomas. I'm Joe Wiegand. May you always find the sun until we meet again.
For more information about this program, please visit prairiepublic.org. On the next episode of The Great American Folk Show, Richard Buckner reads from his new book, Cuttings from the Tangle. Musicians Isabella Rose and Sarah Moreau will hear from playwright Kemp Powers, plus more notes from the Badlands by our very own Joe Wiegand and Otz Lee Kilcher. He's going to let us know what he brings along with him when he wanders out into the wilderness in Alaska to keep the bears away. Happy New Year, everybody. We'll see you then.